It's an industry that I generally love. I have a passion for. I eat, sleep, I live for fitness.
No, you need to be obsessed. You need to wake up, think about it. You need to go to bed, think about your clients, think about your progress, think about what you can do better.
Genuinely, like, just be like patient and take your time. Like that is like, you've got to take it all in the right steps. You've got to nail what you do in person before you go online.
I don't like to talk about fear. The fears is usually something that makes your worries real.
Welcome to the Coaching Ignited podcast. My name is Alex Povey. If you're a new listener, the show is released every Sunday on all the major platforms, including Spotify and iTunes. So be sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss a show. Every week, we invite a new guest from the fitness industry or coaching space to share their personal journey in business. We will deep dive into actionable ideas, strategies, and systems that you can apply in your life and business too. You can also access free weekly content in our private Facebook group by searching Coaching Ignited. And if you're a face-to-face personal trainer with room to take on additional clients, head over to coachingignited.com where you can apply for our 30-day client accelerator program and find out more about our business, sales, and marketing training platform. Now let's get into this week's episode. Enjoy the show. Welcome back to another episode of the podcast. Today it's going to be a little bit different. We had a little bit of a setback with one of our guest shows. The audio quality was just not good enough to publish, so we've pushed that back to re-record in a couple of weeks. But in the meantime, I got creative. I dug into the archives of some of the amazing shows that we've already recorded, and I pulled together some clips for you, some really cool little topics and pieces of information that I think are going to benefit you and your business. And this is just a nice little compilation of the variety of guests that we get on this show. So I hope you enjoy it. Sit back, relax, and let's dive into it. So I've taken this first clip from Ben Coomber's show, and I asked Ben about what personal trainers should be thinking about beyond level 2 and level 3. How should they be positioning themselves for success in finding clients and growing their businesses? And he makes a really powerful point about selling results and not just selling sessions or selling time, and why it's so important to really have a solid and compelling pitch, a way to talk about your products and services that gets people excited, but also create a level of scarcity so you gain that commitment so that you get people bought into the program. So this is an awesome little clip on how to really position your services in a compelling way to make more sales and get more commitment.
So there's a couple of essential things here. You need to become an incredible coach. You need to know that whatever you do with a client, you can get them results, fat loss, building muscle, like whatever your angle is and whatever you're passionate about, become incredibly good at that. You then need to be able to be good at packaging your services. So too many trainers are selling like an hour of personal training. No client wants to buy an hour of personal training. A client wants to buy a result. And this is why, you know, crappy products that we see on the internet work, because they're promising an end result. So with your product and service, what are you going to try and promise or deliver for a client? And this is where, you know, 8-week, 12-week transformations work. This is where, you know, a system works, because a client can go, okay, if I spend £150 this month with you and for the next 3 months and I train with you 3 days a week and I get a diet plan and I get all this stuff, I'm expecting to get this outcome. And it's very hard to sell a block of 10 personal training sessions. Like, what does that even get you? So you have to think of you as a product and a service, and then it becomes a lot easier to sell. So when I teach trainers, I'm like, okay, sell me your service. And they're like, oh, okay, well, yeah, I'm a personal trainer and I charge £30 an hour and I really like to work with clients 3 days a week. And I'm like, fuck it. Like, already I'm like getting bored. I'm like, reverse that. Like, if you're in business, how would you package that up that I could really visualize an end result? Well, I'm a personal trainer and I love specializing in fat loss. I run a transformation program. It runs for 12 weeks. In those 12 weeks, you get a diet plan, you get a training plan, you get 3 sessions with me, you get support online, you get loads of recipes, you get a support community. That's £180 a month. And I've currently got a bit of a waiting list, but I reckon you can get on the program in 3 weeks' time. And I reckon, and then already, like, I've just given you a good, 45 second elevator pitch of me, my product, my service. And I've done that with confidence and authority. And once you look at your business like that and you package it like a business and you really sell it, like you believe in it and there's an end result, your business is actually amazingly easy to sell.
So this next clip was taken from Tommy Gentleman's podcast. And I really love this clip. It really kind of hit me quite hard because I was at a point in my life personally where I was having the same perspectives and thought processes. And it's easy to get consumed by trying to gain more things, more material things. And you'll hear from Tommy in this clip that it's not always about trying to get more. There's other ways to measure life. And he talks about his philosophies, some things that he's learned over the years and how he sees things differently. So I really hope you enjoy this clip.
The thing is, the difference now, I had a bit of a learning experience last year. I went through a bit of a spiritual evolution. And I think we're all capable of a certain amount of our bandwidth we can spend on constructing things. For example, the podcast, right? Mm-hmm. Your podcast here, you've constructed this. Yes, it fits in with part of your plan and it has a sequence that leads to other things. And I'm sure you've thought about that and mapped it out. The thing about how I feel about these things now is that I've got this measurement of happiness, which is just sort of simmering up. It might go up and down like the stock market, every couple of days, it might go down a bit, then up a bit. Now I will never let that go down. So it doesn't matter what my things are doing around me. It doesn't matter what my things are doing. If my happiness is high, I'm cool with it. If it goes down because I'm spending too much time and energy on the things, then I've fucked up. I've ruined it. Because that's not what it's about. It's not about what I create. It's not about it's not about the gym. It's not about the event. It's not about all that. That's helped me be where I am in terms of my quality of life and my happiness. But it doesn't mean it has to continue to, that doesn't need to grow. The happiness needs to stay high. If the other parts grow in sync with that, then that's fine. I'm always going to be capable. People like you and I and people listening to this now, we're always going to be capable when we apply ourselves of creating things. But it's when the creation or the running of the things contradict the happiness scale, it's when we get it wrong. I don't want to get it wrong. So I can't answer that question with an actual, I want to do that and have 100 this and da, da, da. I just want to keep that happiness high and put my energy into stuff that works.
So this next clip that I picked out for you is all about having a vision and wanting to create impact and serve other people and how that can create massive success in your life and business. This is going to be from Travis Jones. He's an incredible entrepreneur that's built multiple businesses, many of which are doing multiple 7 figures in revenue. So he really knows his stuff when it comes to having a big vision and creating massive success and change and disrupting the market. Hope you enjoy it.
My success, I don't really care about money, man. Like, I really don't anymore. I think it was that sort of moment saying, you can do it. I proved to myself I can do it. And I was like, okay, I did this. Now what? Okay, cool. Now it's about service. It's not about my own selfishness. It's more about service to society. And I believe once you get over yourself, and I think that's what actually stops most entrepreneurs, is they're focused so much on themselves. They never move past the glass ceiling they're trying to break through. And they just keep hitting, keep coming back, because they're focused on themselves so much, right? But then if you flip that and you flip that to a service, I'm here to serve society. I'm here to serve my partners, or I'm here to serve my investors. I'm here to serve my team, if they're in a more of a service mentality, like, man, your business is going to grow and it'll grow much past that glass ceiling that you have. We're just so much in this scarcity mindset that we don't want to pay our staff more. Or we don't want to give a percentage away because that's my percentage. It's like, fuck that. Like, give shit away. Bring people on board for the ride. And like, you are so much more unstoppable together with more people than you are by yourself. And are people going to screw you over? 100% they are. But that's business. Fucking learn from it and move forward. I think that's a big thing as well. Because that's another thing people ask me. It's like, man, what if they screw you over? I was like, bro, they will. They will screw you over. And like, you learn from it. And that's life. Have you never had a partner cheat on you? They will. That's life. You learn from that. Like, you can't go through life not doing things because in case something bad happens, like shit happens, like I say every day, just go learn from the feedback loop of life and keep going forward. And man, like the why now for us, it's like, I want to hit 10,000 members. Like that's what I want. I want to change 10,000 lives. And I want to do that in Australia. I'll expand outside of Australia again. Like we've got a couple in the US, but we'll probably do that in a couple of years. But 10,000 lives in Australia, that's the big thing for me. We're starting a kids program next year where we're helping like teens actually overcome the whole obesity and overweight sort of epidemic, I guess, where we're starting. Like that's a big thing for me because I think that's the next evolution. So we're doing a 6-week course where kids can come in for free at each of the gyms. So we can start that, and we want to get 5,000 kids through that next year as a sort of a free thing to initiative to help move that forward. They said like by 2022, there's like 66% of kids are going to be overweight or obese. Like for me, that's disgusting. For me, that means we're actually losing as fitness professionals. Like I look at myself and it's like, fuck, you aren't making a difference. Like impact bigger, do more, like work harder, like work smarter. You know, I need to grow to 50 to 60 RBT so I can help more kids. I can help more lives. If I don't, like, I'm just being selfish.
I absolutely love that clip because he's so ferocious in his approach and his ambition to actually serve people on such a high level. I'm sure you got the energy there from him that he's so passionate about the industry and his business, and he genuinely wants to help people. And that's why he's so successful, is he wants to help. He wants to contribute. He wants to affect change in the marketplace, in the fitness industry, and he feels like he owes it to society. And this is just a powerful thing. He's so engrossed in the business and serving people on such a high level that he's able to achieve so much in life. And that's just a great takeaway that I wanted to share with you guys. This next clip is really short and sweet from Robin Lee, and she talks about the importance of morning routines and really just looking after yourself first before looking after other people.
Why should someone else get your time in the morning? That time is for you. So no one else gets my energy before I've got it. And that really resonated with me a lot as well, because, you know, for people who wake up in the morning, and it's a lot of us that then scroll through shit on Instagram and you just get in, even if it's like 10, 15 minutes, but often it's more like half an hour, then what a waste of your time. And also what a drain of your energy for someone else. So are all your clients getting your energy in the morning? Are you catching up on emails? Are you checking messages on Instagram? Are you feeling bad about yourself because you're seeing how well everyone's doing? Like, which is probably all bullshit anyway, because that's what social media is. But anyway, that's another point. So who is getting that energy? If it's not you, then change that.
And it's such a valid point that Robin is making here. I believe this stuff wholeheartedly, that we should be looking after ourselves as coaches, as business owners, as people first before we try and help other people and support them, because we need to take care of our own needs. We need to take care of our own health, fitness, nutrition, financial stability, because if we can't take care of ourselves, then it's going to be very difficult to take care of other people, because it's always going to be on our mind that we're lacking in some area. So we need to keep our own wells full to fill other people's wells. It's so crucial. And I think this is such a powerful point, particularly when it comes to the business of coaching and serving other people. So let's jump into the next clip. So in this clip with Brendan Chaplin, we talk about de-risking decisions, because in business, there's a lot of risks that you need to take to progress and advance. And sometimes you can get it right or sometimes you can get it wrong. But in this clip, we really explore ways to de-risk and really just give yourself the best chance of winning in business.
So I think, I mean, it's a great discussion point, because I see it all the time. You might be the same, in that speaking to business owners, speaking to people who are super, super ambitious, but when it gets uncomfortable, there's planning there. And quite often you see people not grow and not grow themselves or their businesses, not because they don't know what to do, but because they're just not quite ready, or they're not prepared to jump in and have a go. And I think it's a tough one to overcome. I don't consider myself as a risk taker, but I know a lot of people would consider me as that, but I genuinely don't. I think the best way to do it, first, education's key. Knowing the steps and knowing how to do things de-risks things in itself. So if you want to learn how to grow your business to a six-figure business or a seven-figure business, or you want to learn how to get a job with elite athletes or whatever's relevant and important to you, the education piece of doing that de-risks something, because you've got a greater chance of success and you can actually see, okay, so I need to go from point A to B to C to D. So that's step one. But the second step is then actually you've got to want it enough to take the step from A to B to C to D, because there's still risk there. And I don't think loving what you do or having a passion for it is enough. You've got to really be able to say, I'm going to make this happen. It has to work. And sometimes that, you know, finding that reason, whatever that reason is enough to take a step, and other times it's not, and perhaps people don't for that reason.
So the next little soundbite that I've got for you is from Ben Heron, and this is about having systems in your business so that you can scale long term, because systems are really crucial for getting more done in less time, but also systems are processes, and processes can be shown to other people. And if you can show them to other people, then you've got scalable business. You can turn it into more than just you as a business owner. You can hire people to do processes, to do tasks for you. And so it can become ultra scalable over time. And that's why it's so important to be implementing systems in your business. So check out this clip from Ben.
Like we've already kind of discussed, is realizing the sort of way I like to think of this is, imagine you wake up every single day, and for 24 hours, you've got 100 brain PowerPoints, not wasting those brain PowerPoints on stupid stuff. So creating systems that basically allow you to make that happen on the big stuff, and making that just like asking yourself every day, what's the biggest thing that's going to move the needle forward? What's the biggest thing that's going to put me one step ahead? What do I need to learn this week? And just going in with like clear intentions, so that you're not like wasting brain power on small minimal tasks, and delegating out when you need to, and just writing out what your system is for your coaching, for how you take someone from A to B, how you reply to someone and things like that. And then it gives you a lot of clarity, just because you know, right, that happens like that and that's done. And like where I'm at the minute is I'm creating loads of these systems and things like that, so that if I wanted to employ someone to come into the business, that they could do that, and there's just a clear system they need to follow, and I just need to explain it to them. I think it was Kuala Lumpur at the time, and I was talking to a guy who had opened up a massive clothing business, and he was over in Malaysia to possibly start selling over there and things like that. And that was a piece of advice that he gave me, was start creating things that, like, you've already got a team and you've already got staff, and then it means when you do take them on, that it'll just be bang, 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 that's it.
So there you have it, systems and why they're so important for your business. I think this is an extremely important point for anyone looking to scale or really just gain back time, because that's the most important resource we've got as business owners, is having time. Time to either grow, or time to spend with our families, our friends, or do the things that we want to do. And systems allow us to do that. We have a ton of systems in our business. We show a ton of systems to personal trainers to help them scale their businesses too. And so this is a really important point that you should be thinking about when progressing in business and trying to move forward and become more successful. So those are the clips that I pulled together for you. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And I'm honestly really grateful for all the guests that come on this show who basically pour in their knowledge and their expertise and their experiences into sharing with you guys, because there's so much to learn out there. There's so much that you can change and improve and implement in your business. And so what I would say is never stop consuming or listening to things that are going to help you in life and business. But the biggest thing is to apply them. If you read a book, then take something, abstract something, and use it in your business. If you've listened to this podcast and you resonated with one of those points, make a note of it and then use it in your business this week, this month, this year, and consistently do it, because it's then going to give you the results that other people are getting, and it's going to get you to where you want to be in life. And so I'd say never stop learning, never stop seeking out information that you can apply in your business too. And if you're listening to this and you're at a point in your personal training business where you want to add more clients, you want to get consistent leads, you want to convert more people into paying customers, you want to have solid systems in place that are going to help you grow, scale, make more income, and get you to those goals that you're looking to achieve. Maybe it's to invest in more education to increase the quality of your service and your results. Maybe it's because you want to travel. Maybe it's because you want to open a gym or a studio. Whatever it is, we would love to help you get there. If you're a face-to-face personal trainer and you want to learn exactly what we're showing to our personal trainers to help them scale, then drop me a message at alex@coachingignited.com. That's alex@coachingignited.com. Shoot me over an email and just say something like, I'm looking to scale my business, or I want more clients.
And program, I can dive in and find out more about our business, sales, and marketing training platform. Group
where I do weekly content and I show up there and give a ton of information that's going to help you build your business. And also we can look at further options to help you scale and be successful in the industry. So that's all from me. I hope you enjoyed the compilation of clips and this episode. It's going to be business as usual next week, where we're going to bring you a brand new guest to talk about their story, their expertise, and tips and advice to help you grow and scale your business. So I'll see you on the next episode.